Last week, the Lander Art Center hosted an opening for its second annual Native American art exhibit. The show boasts more than 50 artists, most of them from the Wind River Indian Reservation. One artist in the exhibit is Al Hubbard, a 42-year-old Navajo and Arapaho artist, who says traditional Native American images are fine, but he says he's more interested in using pop art and other contemporary styles. I talked to Hubbard about how his art expresses his ideas about tribal history and spirituality.
I don't remember a time where I didn't have the urge to draw or paint or do something with my hands. But as a child, my parents would send me to art classes and stuff, living in Idaho. And then as I got older and moved to different places, living in Vegas and then moving back to the res when I was a senior in high school, that's when I started, you know, taking art more serious, and I was doing, you know, super realistic stuff. And after high school, I applied for the Institute of American Indian Arts, and that's when the world of art just kind of opened up.
Can you talk a little bit about who some of your influences have been?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I think family and your everyday life kind of influences what images you choose to put on canvas. You know, even your landscape influences what you put into your work. But I think a lot of famous artists that influenced me going to art school was Rauschenberg, Warhol, Jasper Johns, you know, most of the pop artists, and a lot of the Native artists like Fritz Schilder, T.C. Cannon, Alan Hauser. They really started creating Native art in a new direction of this is who we are, you know, this is contemporary Native art. You know, we're not all about beadwork, and we're not about hide paintings or shield paintings. And they had respect for all of that traditional art, but they really brought Native art into the forefront.
And I can really see that that influence of the pop art. Some of your images have Mickey Mouse in them, or use 50s advertisement sort of style. I was really interested in one of the images I think that I saw on your website that was kind of like one of those old ads, except that it was tribe with bleach instead of tide with bleach.
I really, really like the whole mentality of what the pop artists were doing. They were using everyday materials to get their message across. It was subtle. It was funny. So there's a lot of humor, which, you know, parallels Native Americans because we use a lot of humor in our everyday lives. But like with tribe with bleach, and that's a lino cut, because I'm enrolled Navajo and I'm enrolled Northern Arapaho. I mean, you know, being a part of two tribes, and they're so different, I just really thought about, you know, this enrollment number, the census number that, you know, most Natives go by, you know, who's full blood and who's half blood, who's, you know, it's all about numbers and stuff. You know, maybe another 100 years, who knows, maybe, you know, there won't be any more full bloods because we're, you know, numbers really don't count. You know, you might wipe it all out, wipe out the tribe, just bleach it all out.
I noticed that some of the paintings, we start to see some images of the elements in which you're using, like hydrogen or some of those kinds of symbols. And I found those really intriguing. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about some of the symbology that's going on in some of your paintings.
We all excrete this certain chemical when we're dreaming, and they call that the spirit element. What's traveling through our bodies chemically when we are in deep meditation, you know, or if we're sleeping or heavily dreaming or deep in prayer, you know, in the sweat lodge. I think I like the science behind that. It's kind of a mapping of the flow of information, kind of like the relationship that we have to ourselves, I guess. When we're deep in prayer, like I said, you know, where do those prayers go? Where do they travel to? Who's listening to them? I like the science of spirituality and our belief systems.
As you mentioned earlier, you know, that you have the influences of two different, very different tribes. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about how you've dealt with those differences.
Well, I think the round paintings, I had this idea of doing this Navajo basket, but, you know, kind of the scale of it was going to be huge. So what I did was I rolled these newspapers up and bound them kind of like a weaving. It was like 4 feet, 5 feet. But at the same time, I wanted my Arapaho planes, you know, something in there. So I started using these designs of beadwork. So it was like this mixture of beadwork and design. So I took that further, and I was like, what is Pan-American Indian? What speaks to all Native Americans? And that is fry bread. You go to any powwow, you're going to be able to have fry bread.
Maybe could you talk a little bit about the Lander Art Show at the Lander Art Center and how you got involved and what you're hoping to see in next year's show?
I had just got finished with a solo exhibit at the Central Wyoming College Gallery. So they had heard about me from that, and they asked if I wanted to be in it. And I had, you know, all these paintings that I had been producing over the years. And I said, I've got tons of paintings. I've got about 20 paintings. So they were happy to take them all in. And they hung them all up all over town. It was a pretty good show that first, you know, last year. But this year, it was amazing. They had like three times the amount of people that showed up. And it was so cool just to be there at the opening. So it's good to see that Lander, Wyoming has a deep appreciation of local artists.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us about your art.
Thank you, Melody.
The Native American art exhibit runs through December 20th at the Lander Art Center, Old Town Coffee in Lander, and at the Lander Public Library.